Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels. I am so sorry about this morning. It's a little crazy chaotic, but give me about a minute and then we'll start. Okay, hold on. Okay, well, I'm here, you're here, too, and I know I'm picking up, so give me just a second. We're running a little behind schedule, and I apologize. So, anyway, hey, 80% of anything is just showing up. That's what I heard that in movie once. I was like, that's a great philosophy to have right there. Yeah.
Right on
that one. I'm glad that you're here this morning. We missed you the other day, but I know you've been going some great, doing some amazing things and having a lot of fun and learning a lot of cool stuff. So, here we are. Let me go. Tisha, I know that you're here. So, anyway, welcome to the show this morning.
Okay.
You were here. And then we've got some special speakers that are special listeners that I love. So, anyway, and I made a mistake and put you and took you off the mute. So, if you want to speak up, you are always more than welcome to. But no pressure. And Sue's here. So, guys, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start with this. Can I start if that's okay? Because it's been crazy this morning. And I'm running, trying to get back. And I was like, this group is so important to me. Because you guys have really energized me to make some, really create some great changes in my life. And I'm so grateful to all of you. And changes that I needed to make. And I have, like, said, I'm going to clean up my life, really clean it up again. I think cleaning up means just doing it, working with integrity, working with love, working with joy, and letting anger go. Man, and when I do that, because it's been a real struggle for me, being angry at the past. You guys ever feel that? I'm so darn mad that this happened, and so I'm living in the past. And so what's happened is that I'm moving ahead. And I'm conquering fears that, you know, what if I do it wrong? What if I can't get it done? What if, you know, what if? So I'm pushing myself to get it done because I want, for me, angel coaches is super important. And I want all you guys that are angel coaches now, including myself and other people. I know, Tisha, when you get your, you've got a whole passion you're working on with food. I know you'll make a great coach one day, you know, in helping people eat healthy because I know how important that is to you with organic and education and knowledge and videos. And she's amazing. She cooks everything organic. And she doesn't even like to cook, but you like to eat organic, I think. So, there you go. So I cook. And so because of situations like that, I'm eating all organic primarily myself. But what has happened is that I'm dealing with things and I'm like conditioning my emotions and I'm conditioning my mind and my spirituality where it is really, really making a difference. So I'm making contacts and calls and people are calling me and I was like, where am I going to fit all this in? And so one of the goals I'd like to do right now is, you know, get that radio deal done. I'm going at the end of this month to go to California. And that's exciting to me. And the other deal I want to get done is, there's an avenue that opened up for, you know, for Netflix. And I want to see if we can get our videos out there. And I'm not sure we can right now. And if we can, great. But, you know, you get a door open and you're like, oh, my gosh, what if I do it wrong? Or what if it's not good enough? And what if? And I go, screw it. I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be. And this opened up for a reason. And maybe the goal, I'd love to see us get on Netflix now or whenever. And how do we do that? And that's something that I'm really, really working on. So, anyway, if you guys, oh, man, makes my stomach, I was like turning flip-flops, right? But wouldn't that be great to learn about the vibration through you, Sue, and how you change your vibration? And somebody up in cold Utah in the middle of sub-degree weather, that would be you to teach it. And your neighbor who downloads the video. with a subscription. Now, how cool is that, right? So, yeah, we're working on that. So, anyway, that's some of the goals I've got. And at the end of the day today, I want to know that I've made one more step in getting the radio thing done, and that's pretty much done, I feel. You know, I'm going to say that. It's, I got to show up, you know, and I'm doing it at the end rather than with the retrograde and a couple other things that are going on. And so that's what I'm doing. And at the end of the day, today, I want to feel successful, motivated, and that I'm creating it to happen. And we've got a great speaker today who is up and coming on the New York Best Time Sellers list. And I like him, guys. And when I worked with him, Di and I did, helping him with his book, we never thought it would turn out like this. But this dude is really making things, creating things happen in his life. He's amazing. And but just a laid-back dude. And if he can do it, anybody can do it. He mentions Angel Coaches, and he got a start on our show. So how cool is that?
Cool.
And he got more books. He had more books inside of him. So that's what I'd like to create today. And I want to end up feeling like that at the end of the day, and taking it all to a whole new level. And if I show up for everything and take a step to do it all, I know I can do it. So long-winded as that is, thank you for listening, and I appreciate everyone on here. So who wants to go next, Sue? Keisha, who wants to go? So I appreciate you guys.
I'll go. So I excuse me. This is Sue. So I've made it a goal to move every day. Somehow, some way to just move every day. And I've been really good at it, whether it's like I work at a mall for a software development company. And so if I can, I get out and I walk the mall. It's an outside mall, so I can, I can walk quite a bit. So I can do that, or I can go in to our break room, and one of my responsibilities is just, making sure that we have, like, two fridges in our break room. And one is just for sodas. So one of my responsibilities is to make sure that's always got sodas in there. So, it's a workout to make sure shelves are stocked and things are put away. And I'm, it's some good exercise. So I'll do that several times a day and, just go in there and monkey around. And by the time I'm done, I'm sweating. So I'm getting some stuff done there. So I feel like, even though I'm not hitting a gym and working out, every other day, I am working and my muscles are getting tired from the workouts. So I feel like that's a positive thing I've been doing.
That's great. And you know what? You probably wear heels. That's 10 or 15 pounds in weight in heels. And some of you guys teaching us, if we work out in the gym, can you imagine working out in heels? Right? Let me look. Good for you. That's wonderful. And I know you're working on things with the law of attraction and vibration and raising your vibration. So you need to do a show on that. And then she's going to have her own show. So kudos to you, my friend. What do you want your day to look like at the end of the day? What do you want to look like? What do you want to feel like? And what do you want to celebrate completing?
At the end of the day, I want to feel great. I don't want to feel overly tired. I want to come home and still have some energy left to do things around the house. We just moved into a new house in November, and we are just getting the spring cleaning system in now. And we just got the curbing done yesterday, and so now it's time I can start planting flowers, and I'd love to do that. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to have enough energy and sunlight to go out with a glass of wine and just put some plants in the ground.
That's great. I'd like to go out with a glass of wine and look at some plants in the ground. Okay. Sounds like fun. The beach. Anyway, Keisha, what are you going to do today? You got so much going on. A young lady has been working and under some really, really strenuous circumstances. You guys only knew. But some of you guys can relate. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Talk to us. What's going on with you today?
Well, I was jogging until this phone call, and I'm going to, after I talk and try, I'm going to finish jogging because, like I said to you, this is smack in the middle of stuff going, I want to exercise and try to get back into, I have this 5-pound lingering on from the winter that is bothering me. I have an appointment later on in the day at a restaurant out in Long Island. So I'll be driving, and then in between the driving, I have to pick up samples and go make a couple of cold calls and hope and pray for tomorrow, which I'll talk to you about later, Tari. I'm unsure what to do. And I'm looking forward to my new life. I hope it comes. You know, I'm waiting for it to come, and I'm trying to practice patience and gratefulness. Sometimes I get a little rotten. Sometimes I'm really happy and on top of the world, and I'm thanking everyone. And then other times I'm a little rotten because it's just such an up-and-down roller coaster right now. But I believe, and I keep believing, and I keep marching on. And, you know, I got to get back into my clean eating. The winter was really hard here on the East Coast. And between that and the stress of the up and down, I just really want these. I'd say 5, but I want 10 pounds off of me very soon. Like, I have to learn not for instant gratification, to learn time. And patience.
Yes.
I'm trying.
I hear you on that one,
you know,
sister.
Patience.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. 5 pounds. I get it. Man, that's just great.
That 5 pounds is just such a killer. And then when you're hungry and it's hormones, I go through night sweats a little bit and things, and then you're ration, and I'm hungry. I'm hungry all the time. So, and the thing is, I'm hungry, like, not even, like, I want, like, bread, you know. I'm not hungry for food. I like picking food, like bread or Doritos, and I'm like, no, I can't do that. It's like everything that I go again, you know. And it's like just getting back on that, because the winter was so harsh here. It was horrendous, and you're with just, and just Tari knows the level of stress that I'm under, you know. And so today I woke up and I said, I mean, I've been clean eating, but today I woke up and said, that's it, I'm doing it, because it's a good day to start. It's a Thursday. Usually Thursday starts my party day. So Sunday, and I said, I'm eating clean this whole weekend. Thursday's usually my wine,
I like that, too.
What I'm going
night.
To do is get vodka and soak pineapple in it for 10 days. A little less.
Oh, that too. Yeah, pineapple. We need to deal with pineapple.
No, I'm
pushing
sugar right now.
That's cool. Deisha, what do you want to feel like at the end of the day? That's what I'd like to know, because that's
excited
important.
Excited about
that's
tomorrow and knowing if it's the right decision or not.
Cool.
And hoping it goes through.
I hear you. Anyway, guys, you got some big deals going down, and Nadi has some big deals coming in.
I'm conflicted on my beliefs, and I'm not sure what to do. But yet, I know what the outcome is going to be per mine and your prior conversation. So I'm just, should I just go for it or not? I don't know. And we're not sure if that person is ready either, you know? So we need to talk about that.
Cool, we will. Okay, cool. And Vince never has an eating problem. He's so slim and trim. Hi, Vince.
Hi,
oh, yeah.
How are you all?
Good. Vince, yeah, I can hear you great. Anyway, he's a surfer, trainer, massage therapist, and healer extraordinaire. And tell us what your goals are, because I know, by the way, guys, I do eat organic, because Vince sees me all the time in Whole Foods. So it's all good, because he's there himself with part-time doing his massage, and he takes private clients and has other studios he works at. So who he is who he is. So tell us what's your goal today or this week or right now. It doesn't matter. What do you feel like talking about? I think it's cool about both these women, what they're doing.
Yeah, it sounds great. Good morning, ladies. Let's see. My goal for today is just get up and going and working with the people and making some connections. I do have to set my goals in the morning, and I think it's really important for everybody to do that. An intention in the morning is really good to jumpstart our day, and not motivation, but to inspire. When we can inspire ourselves, when we ask for inspiration from spirit, I think that sets the day for us. And if you break down inspiration, it means really in spirit. So that's how I start my day off. And most of the times I'm guided and I meet certain people and I interact with them, and there's messages that we share with each other. My personal goal is to continue to be strong in my own body, mind, and spirit, so I can just pursue and conduct my day-to-day work here in this world. Just being gratitude, I think. And ladies, I know you're talking about the East Coast winter. It's really harsh. It is. I feel for you all that are on the East Coast.
They got warm weather now,
really,
though, so just letting. Yeah.
Now
I'm lingering on too long. Now it's about stress.
Okay.
Although it's been poultry and raining the whole week, it's been like 55 and cold and raining.
Well, that's where we wear parkas here in South Florida. You guys know that, all right, when it's that cold. So, anyway, Vince is from Hawaii and California, so he's a warm bug. I've lived here forever, so I'm a warmie too. And
I'm so sick of this weather. I really am.
I hear you. So you said something, Vince. That's really good. Inspiration in spirit. You want your day, at the end of the day, you're making contacts, you're making, meeting people, you've got some great relationships, and I know that you are super healthy, and you're working, you yourself work on you, and meditation.
I do.
So you said something, but I think if we could, instead of saying a prayer, maybe we should put our intention for the day out there. That would be great. I'm going to do that, if you guys don't mind. Is that okay if I do it, if you guys want to? All right, why don't you start, Vince, because you started it. What's your intention for today?
My intention for today would be to make some nice connections with people, bring a little smile to somebody, and share some love. How's that?
You did it with us this morning. You did it, me. Okay. My intention today is to always believe in myself, to put things as a priority that I choose to get done, and no excuses, create it to happen. That's my intention today. What's yours, Sue? Is that okay if I ask you?
Yeah. My intention is to work with integrity, especially everywhere, but, at the office as well, and to assist people where I can, people that ask for genuine assistance, not just because they're too lazy to do it or they don't want to go out of their way to do something, but, to help somebody that really needs help.
You must be a mother. Anyway, I like that. That's funny. Remember that, those late nights staying up helping kids. How about you, Keisha?
To make all the right decisions today.
Amen. Wow. We say, it's great. We say amen, and so it is. You guys have a great day. We'll talk again. And Thursday night tonight, we got a great speaker tonight. So you guys don't want to miss it. ATM started from zero. Now he's becoming a bestseller. It's an incredible story. So we'll see transformation. See you tonight at 8 if you can work it. All right. Take care, everybody.
Hey,
bye now.
Sorry, can I call you right now?